AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Strong winds are expected today in Los Angeles. Conditions are expected to improve tomorrow for crews battling wildfires that have killed at least 25 people. In Altadena, California, Lydia Sawyer returned to find her home gone.
I'm just heartbroken. This was my grandchildren's home. Everybody's home, basically. Big family. A lot of memories.
In Pacific Palisades, Ken Carman did not evacuate. His house and others in the neighborhood are still standing.
Just try to keep it together. And there were three or four other guys up there helping me. It wasn't just me. And we stayed and helped our neighbors. I mean, it was the right thing to do.
The National Weather Service issued red flag warnings, done when temperatures are warm, humidity is low, and strong winds are expected between now and 3 p.m. local time. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol was detained at the presidential compound.
He said he complied with the warrant after weeks of defiance over attempts to question him in the investigation over his imposition of martial law last month. In a video message recorded before he was escorted to the headquarters of the anti-corruption agency, Yoon lamented that the rule of law has completely collapsed in this country. Yoon contends the agency doesn't have the authority to investigate whether his declaration of martial law was attempted rebellion. He insists it was a legitimate act of governance after the Liberals leading parliament thwarted his agenda. I'm Karen Shamas.
The Palestinian prime minister says it's unacceptable for any entity other than the Palestinian Authority to run the Gaza Strip in the future, as Israel and Hamas appear to be at the closest point yet to sealing a deal to end 15 months of war. Russia launched a major ballistic and cruise missile attack on regions across Ukraine, targeting energy production and compelling authorities to shut down the power grid in some areas despite freezing winter weather. This is AP News. A Texas man has been charged with stalking Indiana Fever WNBA star Caitlin Clark.
Marion County prosecutors wrote Michael Thomas Lewis is accused of repeated and continued harassment of the 22-year-old Clark.
The court is going to enter a preliminary plea of not guilty. I will not let you come in and plead guilty on the day of the initial hearing.
Authorities say Lewis posted numerous messages, some sexually threatening, on Clark's ex account. Prosecutors wrote in the filing Clark felt terrorized, frightened, intimidated, and threatened as a result. The FBI learned the messages were sent from IP addresses at an Indianapolis hotel and downtown public library. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Novak Djokovic added yet another record to his lengthy list, breaking a tie with Roger Federer for the most Grand Slam matches played in tennis history by reaching 430 at the Australian Open in what was a tougher-than-expected second-round victory over a Portuguese qualifier. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.